Considering Biden's request for an additional $20 billion in aid to Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off a seven-state tour of college campuses on Thursday. Harris began courting young voters yesterday with a stop at Hampton University in Virginia. Harris's college tour will also take her to North Carolina A&T, Morehouse College, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, College of Southern Nevada, and Northern Arizona University. A police canine named Yoda is being credited with capturing escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Two-week manhunt for the fugitive ended Wednesday morning.
A muggy warm night, followed by another hot day tomorrow, and only an isolated thunderstorm, possibly now. Mostly dry for the weekend. Sunday it's going to be dry, sunny, and hot. Then slightly less humid conditions tries to filter down, if not Monday, then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. We'll have lows tonight, bottom out in the 70s. Tomorrow we're back to a high of near 90. And then mostly dry, sunny, and still hot Sunday. The afternoon going to about 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come celebrate community at the West Bank Heritage Festival September 23rd and 24th, 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Wego. Performances from K. Michelle, Juvenile, Choppa, Cupid, Brassaholics, and more. Get inspired to the Gospel Explosion Sunday, September 24th, with performances from national gospel artists and local choirs. Support vendors along the Best Bank Boulevard, presented by Priority Health. Admission is free. Complete lineup at westbankheritagefest.com.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalaya Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the BluesberryFest.com for details.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Friday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the Mixler app. Make sure you download that. It's available on both Android and Apple, and it is free. There are no ads, so that is the place to be. How is everybody doing? I hope everyone is ready for the weekend, and I know that I certainly am, and I think it's finally time. It's not going to be ridiculously hot this weekend, at least I hope it's not, so I think I'm going to go get a pork butt and smoke that this weekend, and who knows, maybe have some leftovers ready for Monday night and the Saints game on Monday Night Football. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I think that sounds like a real good plan, and probably have a few cold ones with it. So hope everyone else is going to have a great weekend as well. And, you know, we got plenty of football to watch this weekend, even though the Saints won't play until Monday, which is always kind of a bummer on Sundays. But still, there's a ton of football to watch tomorrow night. I know I talked about it a little bit yesterday. Looking forward to not only LSU and Tulane, but really looking forward to this Colorado State game at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. We talked yesterday about Colorado State head coach Jay Norvell giving his hot take, I guess you could say, on Deion Sanders, and making his quote saying that he sat down with ESPN. This is his quote from Wednesday. I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and my glasses off. When I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. So he said they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter. So let's get up. Let's go up there and play. Just stupid dry erase board talk is really all that is. And I know coaches try to keep their players from doing those sort of things, but I know that the, the line previous to that was 23.5, and I'm curious, I'm going to look it up right now to see if it has went up at all. I would assume that it has. Nope, it stayed the same, over under 63 and 23.5. So I will be betting that Colorado covers that spread, and it's just not wise things to do, especially with a team that's as hot as what Colorado is and are looking for ways to motivate their players in a game that really Colorado State, I don't think, has much. And you know, of course, you have to play the game, but I don't think Colorado State has much to. I don't believe that they have much of a chance of winning that game on the road, but you never know. You still have to play them, but I don't think that they have the horses to run in that game. So kind of dumb stuff, but is what it is. And also wanted to talk about, and I thought this was interesting, Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show and was talking about his injury, and he did have surgery. Ironically, I believe it was in Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure it was in Green Bay. But either way, he was quoted on that show saying, saying that they don't think that he can come back, which I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know. It's tough at his age. He'll be 40 in December. But he was quoted saying, give me the doubts, give me the timetables, give me all the things that you think you can, should, or will happen, because all I need is that one little extra percent of inspiration. He said, that's all I need, so give me your doubts, give me your prognostications, and then watch what I can do. He plans on doing, he's exploring some methods of rehab that may allow him to return sooner than expected. And I saw that, and it just made me think, well, I sure hope that if he does come back sooner than expected, I would assume that there probably will be some PhD tests done, because at his age, at 39 years old, soon to be 40, I can't imagine him coming back this season. If he comes back in the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, that's a whole different story. If they're able to do all that, I would be really, really, really surprised. And I just don't foresee that to happen. Not with regular rehab and things like that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch for sure. And so I don't know. Of course, you know, and he very well could. You know, he is a great football player. And And, you know, I'm sure that he's got his body in tip-top shape, but, man, it's just hard to believe at his age that would be able to happen. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, well, not that I am, was, or that I am a big fan, but it has been big news that after reuniting on stage on at the VMAs on Tuesday, batting down the hatches because there's new NSYNC music, because that's what the world has been needing. They have a new song that'll be playing in the on the new Trolls movie and on that soundtrack. So I don't know if they're going to be if they're going to be going on tour, but I'm sure that there's a lot of folks that are my age or in my age range that are really excited about that and would want to go. And I know that they presented an award to Taylor Swift the other night, and she almost couldn't get her acceptance speech out because she was so excited to be there with the gang from NSYNC. But it just never was wasn't my deal. I was listening to rock, and you know, the 90s were more about alternative music and some, you know, a little heavier stuff than that. But I do have younger sisters, and you know, they were fans of NSYNC, so I'm assuming they would be excited about something like that. I don't know. I know that I don't really care one way or the other. Not that I have anything against Justin Timberlake. I think he's a pretty talented guy, and I think he's really funny, actually. He's, every time he's on Saturday Night Live, it's usually pretty good. But I could care less about NSYNC, but it is big news, so I thought we would share that and talk about it for a minute. But either way, we need to take a break, and whenever we come back, we'll talk some. We got Saints stuff to talk about. There was football last night between the Vikings and the Eagles. We'll talk about that, and I'll give my picks for Week 2 of the NFL. In a little bit later in the show. And it's Friday, so we'll wrap things up with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the BluesberryFest.com for details.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Back with more of Something to Say radio show. And last night we had some Thursday night football. Actually, it was a good game. And that's what I was talking about yesterday with all of you, that, you know, last year was just such a drag with most of those games on Thursday night on Amazon. Number one, last year there was a lot of issues with streaming the game. I know I had problems where I don't know if it was because of so many people watching the games, but it made it really difficult to get a clear picture, and you know, there was lag, and it just wasn't really a good experience. And then the games were kind of crappy on top of it. So hopefully that's all straightened out. But last night it was better. I won't say it was perfect, but it was better as far as the lag and things like that. And I really always have enjoyed listening to Al Michaels call a game. He's one of the few good ones left. And I forgot who the guy, I think the guy that does it with him is, he does the does college games for ESPN, but he's okay. It's a lot better than listening to Chris Collinsworth, I'll put it that way. And I know a lot of people give Joe Buck hell, but I really don't mind Joe Buck that much. There's times where he can get a little goofy, but for the most part, I really don't mind him. And coming from St. Louis, it's not a St. Louis thing necessarily, because I'll be honest with you, most people in St. Louis despise him doing games. And that's just stupid stuff, because when he was doing baseball, they didn't think he was complimentary enough to for the Cardinals. And it just, you know, he can't be a homer doing national broadcasts. But that's never been my issue. I don't have anything really against him. Other than he can get a little silly sometimes, but other than that, I think he's fine. And but other than that, it's few and far between on who's calling games that I really like. I would say in the NFL, Chris Collinsworth's probably my least favorite, I would say. But anyways, last night's game, it looked like it was going to be a slugfest, and with all the turnovers that Minnesota had, especially in the first half, they had four fumbles lost on the game. I think Cousins, I think, threw an interception too. No, he didn't throw any interceptions. Now there was I think it was the first drive that the Vikings had. They fumbled a punt return. And it was kind of just downhill from there. Alexander Mattison, who's now their lead running back, he had a fumble. And then Justin Jefferson had a fumble that went on the one-yard line, where he fumbled it into the end zone. So that is a touchback. So the Vikings did shoot themselves in the foot quite a bit. And but to their credit, they did come back in the game, because they were down 27-17, I believe, or 27 7 at one point, and they ended up losing the game 28-34. And boy, did they bust up my parlays. I had unders on pretty much everything. I think the line was 48.5 last night, so they blew through that with 62 points. And Cousins, I mean, he didn't necessarily look bad. He had 364 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. He just, you know, they just couldn't get the job done. Where their problems lied was mostly they couldn't stop the Eagles' run. DeAndre Swift last night looked incredible. He had 28 carries for 175 yards, and it didn't really seem to matter who they handed the ball to. All of them did really well. Boston Scott, who's been with Philadelphia now for, I guess, 5 seasons. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but he was originally drafted by the Saints, and I believe he went to ULL. Jalen Hurts rushed for 35 yards on 12 carries. Boston Scott had 40 yards on 5 carries, but DeAndre Swift was just, I mean, he looked fantastic last night. Really great game. And the two scores two of the scores that they had that Jalen Hurts scored, I just don't know how you're going to stop it. They called it the push-tush or the tush-push. And they had two of those where it looked like they were lining up in a victory formation and just completely dominated the line of scrimmage and pushed them in. Both times they were about on the half yard line. But you know, I'm still Jalen Hurts ended up with 193 yards passing, and I think his line was like 240. 18-23. The thing that really got me was Devontae Smith had 4 catches for 131 yards, and I would say that probably, well, 2 of those equaled 117 yards on 2 catches. Minnesota, and that was the thing in the first half. They were in a Tampa 2 defense, and they were dropping back to protect against the pass, but that's why they were giving up so much on the run. But then to give up those home run balls like that, I shook my head on it. And granted, and also the Eagles, with them on the flip side giving up so many yards passing, they did have quite a few injuries in their secondary. And let's be real, Justin Jefferson is a beast. I mean, I think he had 150 yards receiving last week, and then last night he had 11 catches for 159 yards. And other than that fumble, which it was just him trying to get that touchdown and reaching and lost grip of the ball, but you know, he looks fantastic. Jordan Addison on the other side for the Vikings, he looked good too. I'm not a Vikings fan, but I'll give credit where credit's due. They're probably the best 0-2 team I've seen in quite a while, and to be able to put up as much points as what they have, they're going to have to start playing some defense. You're not going to win any games. It reminds me of the Saints a few years back, whenever they were averaging like 33 points a game, but they were also the defense was giving up 34 points a game. So the only thing that was really sad that came out of it is Alexander Mattison was getting, apparently last night after the game, was getting a lot of racial stuff on his Twitter, well, X, whatever, and Instagram, which is, that's just uncalled for. I mean, he had a fumble, but that's not that big of a deal. There's no place for any of that stuff. It's different if you're going to say sucks and things like that, but you know, to take the racial slur route, that's pretty awful. And shame on whoever was doing that. But there you go. It is what it is. They were in Philadelphia, and you know, their fans are not exactly nice. So, all right, well, let's take a break, get some news, come back. We'll talk more about week 2 that's coming up this weekend in the NFL, and we'll wrap things up with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The other about to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lane's a term never applied to us. Without a time to my name or a prayer in the world.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the small...
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. New campaign finance totals for the governor's race were released today by the State Ethics Board, and Republican Jeff Landry continues to have a huge advantage in dollars over his opponents. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says it's easier for Landry to raise money.
People know that he's probably going to be the governor unless something happens, so they're investing in him.
Landry is reporting $6.6 million in cash on hand. The primary is October 14th. Early voting is September 30th. A fatal disease known as lethal bronzing is killing off thousands of palm trees across South Louisiana. LSU Ag Center plant doctor Raj Singh says the disease is wiping out 16 different types of palms across the state.
All different palms, including your Canary Island date palm, the common date palm, silver palm, they're all host to this phytoplasma disease.
LRN.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 8655.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit the Blues BluesberryFest.com for details.
We're all free to some degree to dance under the lights. I'm just waiting to be rescued. Bring me back to life. Kings and queens and in betweens, we all deserve a right. I'm just waiting to be rescued. I'm just waiting to be rescued. We're all just waiting to be rescued.
Sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. We got week two in the NFL going on Sunday. And, well, actually started last night. But the bulk of the games, obviously, will be on Sunday. So let's dive right into that. And, well, actually, before we get into that, I want to run through real quick the unofficial injury report for the Saints that came out a little earlier today. It looks like everybody participated in practice today, which is a great thing. JT Gray, Kendra Miller were both limited as they were yesterday. Ryan Ramczyk, Jimmy Graham, and Juwan Johnson were all full participants. No surprise with Ramczyk and Jimmy Graham. They were had their scheduled veterans rest yesterday. And so they were full goes. Juwan Johnson, whatever his calf issue was, apparently wasn't that big of a deal. So he's all good to go. And then on the flip side, Carolina, same three folks. J.C. Horn did not participate today, so really need to keep an eye on that tomorrow and see if he doesn't participate tomorrow, then I would assume he'll be out for Monday. D.J. Shark was limited again today, and Taylor Moten was also limited, so we'll have to see how all that works out. We'll talk about the final injury report, of course, on Monday, so we can preview the game a little bit more. So we'll when I talk about week two right now and give my picks, I'm going to leave that one out. Obviously, I believe the Saints are going to win, but I'll leave out the full preview until Monday. So. All right, let's see here. All right, let's just start here with the Ravens are playing in Cincinnati at the Bengals at 12 o'clock, I'm sorry, on CBS. Cincinnati's favored by 3 points with an over-under of 46.5. You know, I would like to think that they'll have a bounce-back game. It's going to be tough. You know, Baltimore has a good defense. They've had a good defense for quite some time. And another issue with this game is that the Ravens are a little banged up on the offensive line, so that's going to be huge, and that's especially after losing J.K. Dobbins for the season last week. So now they're using Gus Edwards, and I forgot who the other guy is that they'll be sharing time, but you know, that's a big deal. But then, you know, you have Lamar Jackson who can take off at any moment. But
I think this is a, I mean, obviously this is a big game, even though it's week two. You know, when you're, when you talk about home field advantages and things like that later on in the season, and especially playing an AFC North a division game, I really, you know, I hate to say that they're must wins, because especially this early in the year, but it kind of feels like this is a must win game for the Bengals. If nothing else, just to bounce back and show that they aren't the team that they were last week. I look for the Bengals at home to take care of business. I think it's going to be a close game, though. That 3-point spread is pretty legit, and I feel like this might be a low scoring game too. So I'm going to take the under at 46.5, and I would probably just go with Cincinnati on the money line and leave the three point favorite out of it. I don't know. This could come down to the wire, really. And then you have also at noon on Fox on Sunday, the Packers will be in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Both teams are 1-0. Atlanta's only is favored by 1 point, which I think that's just gratuitous of a home team. I really don't look for Atlanta to win this game. I look for the Packers to go to 2-0. I think Jordan Love had a really good game, and that was without Christian Watson, who was one of the better wide receivers they had last year. And I haven't seen yet. I think he was still questionable for Sunday, but I feel like the Packers are a better team, and not by a lot, however. I think the Packers just overall have a better team, and going into Atlanta, I just don't believe the hype that's been put around them is, oh, they're so good defensively and blah, 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 blah. I still don't believe in Desmond Ridder. I don't think he's he's their answer, even though he hasn't thrown an interception yet to start his career. But maybe Sunday's the day. So I'm gonna take the spread and the Packers winning that game. I definitely don't think Atlanta will win by one. I don't see that. Then you have the Chiefs at the Jaguars. I look for the Chiefs to have a big, huge bounce back game after their debacle on Thursday Night Football last week. Even though the Jaguars are a good team, the Chiefs are going to have Travis Kelce back, along with Chris Jones, who signed his 1-year deal earlier in the week. So, you know, they should have all of their weapons. And I would think that the wide receiver core of the Chiefs have something to prove in this game. So KC's favored by 3.5 with an over-under of 51. I would take KC in the points on that one. And, man, at 51. Oof. I don't know. I think I just have a feeling it's the under on that game. I don't know why. Then you also have Seahawks at Detroit, and Seahawks lost last week. And I'm going to have to go. The Lions are favored by 4.5. I wasn't impressed with what I saw out of Geno Smith. I think he looked like the Geno Smith of old. Over under a 47. I'll probably take the under in that, and Detroit by a touchdown. So cover those points. Raiders at the Bills. I think the Bills have a huge bounce back game, they're favored by 8 at home, which is, that's pretty darn high. I don't know if they, I mean, yeah, I would say they could probably win by 10. Over under a 47, probably take the under in that, because of I don't see the Raiders scoring as much. So I would take. I'm going to go with the Bills and Buffalo covering. Chargers at the Titans. The Chargers are favored by 3 on the road. I think it really just depends on how much Derrick Henry gets used. I feel like there was times last week against the Saints that he could have been used more and probably would have been a lot more beneficial for them. But I think the Titans bounce back and they win this game. I think that you get the Titans might be a close game. And the 45 is the over-under. I would take the under on that. But I think the Titans bounce back and win that game. You have the Bears at the Bucks. Tampa was favored by 2.5 with an over-under of 41. Boy, oh boy. I think that it's the over in that game. And, I'm going to have to say Tampa on a money line. I think the Bears are a lot of hype. I don't think that the Bucks are that good, but I feel like that they can pull this game off. All right, then we have the Colts at the Texans. Ooh, boy, oh boy. Yeesh. Houston's favored by 1 home with an over-under of 40. I would take the under on this. I mean, you flip a coin on this game. I guess you go with the only reason why I'm going to take the Texans is because they're at home. So there you go. 49ers at the Rams. San Francisco's favored by 7.5 with a 44.5-inch over-under. Or 44.5-inch. 44.5-point over-under. I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take San Francisco covering the spread. Giants at the Cardinals. Giants are favored by 4. I believe they'll cover that. And 39.5 is the over-under. I could see where, I just don't have much faith in the Cardinal offense. That's the only problem. Then you're looking at the Giants having to cover most of the 39 points. I don't know. I feel like that's an under on that game. What would have been a lot better of a game would have been if Aaron Rodgers was playing for the Jets whenever they go into Dallas this weekend. Dallas is favored by 9 and over under a 38.5. I don't think Dallas covers that. And I could see where that the 38.5 comes into play. Jets defense is really good. I'm gonna say that Dallas wins that game, but they don't cover. And so you would need to take them on a money line. And 38.5, I think it's the under. Commanders at the Broncos. Broncos, I believe, get the. Peyton gets his first victory as the head coach of the Broncos. Favored by 3.5. Yeah, probably. I could see them covering that. And 39 being the over-under. Or I'd say the over. Dolphins at the Patriots. That's got to be the Dolphins. They're favored by 3. I would take that as well. 46.5 is the spread. I would take the under. Then... Also, we'll leave the Saints and Panthers, like I said, for Monday. And then we have the Browns and the Steelers also Monday night. Browns looked awful good this last week. And let's see. Cleveland's favored by 2.5 and over under 38.5. I'm going to agree with that because of the injuries to Deontay Johnson and also Cam Hayward for the Steelers. I'm going to take Cleveland and the points, and also I'm going to take the under in this game. So there you go. That is my picks for this week. And like I said, we'll talk Saints on Monday. So let's get a break in, and I'll come back. We'll wrap things up with another edition of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and we'll head on out for the weekend. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Now is the time to refocus on you. Take that first step toward total health and wellness. Call Kronos in Metairie. Kronos is locally owned and operated by expert physicians. They offer weight loss injections, a full med spa, and a fitness center. Call Kronos today for your consultation. Discuss your goals and put your plan to work. Call Kronos 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Don't miss Bluesberry Festival in Covington's Riverside Bogafalia Park, October 7th. Enjoy performances by local legends as well as up-and-comers on the national blues scene, including Band of Heathens, Mike Zito, Ali Venable Band, and more. Plus, a number of talented songwriters on the Ozone Songwriter Stage and local Christian artists on the Remindings River Revival Stage. The festival will also feature more than 20 art vendors, a beer garden, food truck roundup, and children's village. Tickets are $30 online and $40 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. Visit thebluesberryfest.com for details.
Segment of the week, and you know we like to do a little Whiskey Tango Foxtrot on Fridays to wrap up a long work week, and so let's get right into it because we don't have a whole lot of time. So let's see here. First one comes from CNN.com. The headline is Police Rush to Reports of a quote-unquote ritual mass murder, but it was just a yoga class. Well, I can see that that's how you could get those two confused. When a yoga teacher turned out the lights towards the end of one of her classes in Britain this week, her hope was to encourage peaceful relaxation. What followed could not have been further from her intention. Soon after class was over, a mass of police sirens shattered the peace as the officers raced towards the venue where the class was being held. They were responding to a call from a member of the public worried there had been a mass killing at the studio in the small English coastal resort of Chapel St. Leonard's. Noli Laws, who runs Unity Yoga, was teaching the class at the North Sea Observatory in the village, which also doubles as a community space, art gallery, and exercise studio. Seascape Cafe at the observatory described the incident Wednesday evening in a Facebook post,
writing, "If anyone heard the massive police sirens in Chapel St. Leonard's at 9:30 last night, then please be reassured. They were on their way to the observatory after someone had reported a mass killing in our building, having seen several people lying on the floor, which actually turned out to be a yoga class meditation. Dear general public, please be mindful that the observatory has lots of yoga classes happening in the evenings. We are not part of any mad cult or crazy clubs," the post continued. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I guess these days, who knows? You know, you can never be too careful, I guess, huh? So there you go. All right, this also comes from CNN.com, and this is just disgusting, truthfully. I think that this just epitomizes where we are as a society anymore. Apparently, there is a lying down contest, and the headline is, "Lying down contest enters 20th day as competitors vie for quote-unquote the laziest citizen record." This is happening in Bresna, Montenegro. Seven competitors lying down on mats are vying for this. Well, thankfully, the same person didn't see them that saw the yoga class, because it might have been another mass killing. Lying down on mats are vying for the coveted title of laziest citizen after smashing the previous record in a satirical contest held annually in a holiday resort in northern Montenegro. The lying down record of 117 hours was set at last year's contest in the resort village of Bresna, but this year's competition entered a 20th day on Thursday. The remaining contestants said they were determined to keep going. "All of us feel good, excellent. There are no health problems. They're pampering us. All we have to do is remain lying down," said the 2021 champion. I'm not even going to attempt their name. The contest was launched in the tiny Adriatic country 12 years ago to mock a popular myth that labels Montenegrins as lazy, said Rodanya Blagovic, the organizer and owner of the resort. She said the seven remaining contestants from the starting field of 21 have been lying down for 463 hours so far. I don't know. There is days where I feel like I could probably lay down for 20 days, but who knows? The rules stipulate the standing or sitting are considered a violation and grounds for immediate disqualification, but contestants are allowed to have 10 minutes every 8 hours to go to the toilet. Competitors can also read and use cell phones and laptops. Philip, I have no idea how to pronounce his last name, a first-time contestant from northern town of Mokovic, said that he was confident of victory in picking up the 1,000 euro, which equals about $1,070 American. "We have everything we need here. Company is fantastic. Time goes by quickly," he said. Goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. And I don't think we really have enough time to do any more. So we're going to wrap it up right there. And I want to make sure everybody has a great weekend, and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of football to watch this weekend. So make sure I do all of that so we can talk about it on Monday. And also don't forget tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, we have ULL football. They'll be taking on UAB. The pregame show starts at 5. The game will start at 6. So make sure you're tuning into that. And that'll also be available on the Mixler app as well. So you don't have to miss anything. If you're not going to be next to a radio, you can just pull out your handy-dandy phone or mobile device of any kind, whether it be a phone or a tablet or whatever, or even go to WGSO.com and you can listen to it there. So there you go. That's all the ways that you can listen to the ULL game. And, again, I'll be back on Monday. We'll talk football. And I've got some other things we're going to talk about on Monday, too. So until Monday, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. I'll talk to you then.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue.